Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Not a second or another minute, Jesus. Not an hour of another day. But at this moment, with my arms outstretched, Lord, I need you to make a way as you, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, here I am, I stretch my hands to thee. Oh, come and rescue me, I need you right away. I don't know who else has been this desperate, but I said, God, I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. It's me and I need you right now. Another minute, Jesus. Not an hour of another day, but here I am right now at manpower. I'm not ashamed to say I need you. Oh God, I need you right away. Somebody said here, the agony of being alone, fear of doing things on your own, tests and trials in your life that God said will make you strong. And oh yeah, there have been waves of trials that beat up on me, oh. But I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful. Cause I know that in you, Jesus, I've got victory. Yeah, 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 Lord, I need you now. I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you. Sometimes that don't get it. I gotta reach back for my grandmama's remedy. She said, I need the for what you're in need of. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lord bless. You've been waiting on your healing. I tried, man, I know he will. Hey, oh, 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 bless. Oh, bless me right now, right now, right now, right now. Oh, because I know you're my Savior. My Savior, He's my Savior. Oh, for the rest of my life, God, I come. Thank you, God, for being a God that I can run to when I'm in trouble, God. Oh, I come. Sometimes I'm weary, wounded, beaten, battered, broken, and scorned, but here I am, God, I come. Sometimes crying, God, sometimes crawling, but oh, I come just as I am.
and when he blesses me, I'll sing hallelujah. God, you get the glory. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout right now. I sing hallelujah. God, it's just amen. I'll sing hallelujah. I'll be ever careful to give you the glory. Oh, and I thank you in advance, God, you've already revived us again. He knows where you're hurting right now. Praise your name, Jesus.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Tri-Anointed Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, and we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, because we need you now. Hallelujah. Let's just continue to worship before we get into our word. Just bringing up the worship in our spirit. Whatever it is that you're needing today, whatever it is that you're seeking today, Jesus Christ has gave justification. Your ticket into heaven is guaranteed. Can we just worship? Just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. I still say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the midst of our sins, yes, he is still there. And I say thank you. Hallelujah.
Here we go.
I've had sickness. And I've had pain. Oh. And my heart has been broken. And yes, my life has been strained, but I tell you, in spite of everything I've been through, oh, I still gotta say thank you. Oh, I've been up, and God knows there've been times when I've been down. Completely around. Oh, but I want to tell you, in spite of everything that I've been through, oh, I made up my mind and said, Lord, thank you. I thank you for your blessing. Even right then. Lord, I thank you. Oh, I thank you. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Oh, 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 thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. For the rest of my life, I'll say thank you.
For the rest of my life, I will say thank you. Can you say that honestly? For the rest of my life, I will say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, through it all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just thank you. I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you for my day. I thank you for my night. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that for my enemies, I thank you for the growth from my enemies. I thank you for learning. I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that I'm a part of this life and this time and this year and this century, that you have chosen to have me here in this time. I thank you, Jesus. It is something, dear Father, that you have for me to tell someone. Some lost soul can be saved by your word as long as I make myself available. So I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to start with our hallelujah for our scripture for tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for letting me feel your Holy Spirit. One more time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Well, welcome. Welcome one. Welcome all. This is today 21 of the 30-day New Believers Bible Study. And day 21, justification. Your ticket into the heaven, justification. God's way. Your ticket into heaven, God's way, justification. Jesus has justified it for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Reading from the book of Matthew. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. Matthew, we enter chapter 18. Matthew 18, and we're going to start at verse 18 and reading through 20. So again, we're in Matthew, New Testament, first book, 18 through 20. Reads, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you, my sister and my brother, that you loose on earth will be loosened in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree, if we can just get two of us, we can do some things. We can move some mountains. We can shake, rattle, and roll if we can just get two of us on earth to agree on anything you ask. Anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Now, that's in total agreement with one another, a covenant. It says, anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. But where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. Where two or three come together in my name, there I will be with them. Hallelujah. Some of the best times, you got some of your best revelations. Hallelujah. It seems to be when it's just two or three of you gathered together. And you're touching and you are agreeing, in total agreement with each other. Hallelujah. Breakthroughs come. Why? It's not because who you are. It's because you're following God's way. God's way. Two or three. You come together in God's name. He said, there I will be also. And when he's there, don't you know the healing, it has to be restored to your body. sickness has to move. Anything that has a name that is affecting you in any way has to bow down to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I invite you right now, whatever it is, go get your medicine bottles. Hallelujah. Set your medicine bottles out. Set them out. This is your time. Call your friends. Call your neighbors. Tell them to join in. To sign in. You don't want to miss God's way. You can call in at 646-652-4916. Hallelujah. Get your medicine bottles. Set your medicine bottles out. Let's go ahead. Get whatever it is that's aiming. Get your pen and your paper. Get your sword. Let's go ahead. Write down the names of the ones that your loved ones that are just playing and going in different directions. Someone played last week, but they're not going to make it through this week. Let's go in and get it out. Let's call out their names today. We're trying to live in God's way. The only way, the only true and righteous way. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So now that you've got your medicine bottles out, you've got everything and any name that is going against you, whether it's cancer, arthritis, it may be diabetes, it may be high blood pressure, it just may be your neighbor next door, it may be your children that has got you under stress, whatever it is, Jesus Christ shed his blood to cover that for you. We have the authority to live God's way. Justification. Your ticket into heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just start real quickly here. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go ahead and read Romans 4, 16 through 25. Romans 4. 16 through 25. Romans is in the New Testament. Hallelujah. 16 reads, therefore the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. So it covers us all. He is the father of us all, and it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it has been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Hallelujah. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was almost 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God that was strengthening in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. Verse 23 says, the words it was credited to him were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness for us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. For our justification. Now, I know in this 2009, we're in September of 2009, I know that if we look around us, it's hard to give God any credit. It's hard to see the world, the people of the world, giving God any credit. Hallelujah. That through his justification, we now have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. That Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins. and was raised to life for our justification. Hallelujah. You know, it has to be a reason. It has to be a, is it justified? God's way. God's way. But we have to steal away. We that are of Christ, we that are, know the true meaning of Christ. We know what God has done for us. Hallelujah. We know the answers to the questions when we think, have you ever wondered what you have to do to be admitted into heaven? Hallelujah. We know that we have to believe and accept and confess and then live in God's way. We know how you can have a right relationship with God. We must meditate on the word night and day. We must continue to live God's way. You know, as high school students prepare for college, they face 4 years of the late night studies, rounds of admission tests, and long-term career planning. The stress and strain of the preparation and decisions builds up to a single goal. They anxiously wait day after day. Were you there? Just day after day, checking and rechecking the mailbox, looking for just one item, that college acceptance letter. Hallelujah. Many of us put out many of them, but it was particular one, or it could have been that you was just looking for that one acceptance letter. But what if they didn't need a letter? What if getting a spot at the most prestigious school in the country simply required just signing up? Hallelujah. What if degrees was given away as freely as coupons? Oh, my God. This would be a student's dream. Hallelujah. They just given away just as freely as coupons. Whoa. Who would be a student's dream? Well, instant admission into heaven, however, isn't just a dream. Instant admission into heaven. It is a reality for all who turn to Jesus. I repeat, it is a reality for all who return to Jesus. How can I be admitted into heaven? It's a reality for all who turn to Jesus. See, heaven doesn't require tests. Heaven doesn't require class. Nothing we do can make us good enough for God in heaven. Jesus does it all. He took the test. He took the test for us. And he already filled out our paperwork for us. The one thing that he requires is that we believe that he will uphold his end of the bargain. And if we show that we believe that he will uphold his end of the bargain, we show that by living God's way. We show that by living God's way. See, I believe a life of success is built on those things that are of great value in the eyes of God. A life of success will exhibit signs of inner spiritual maturity, not outward signs of material acquisitions, but inner spiritual maturity. The Bible repeatedly describes the behavior, the beliefs, and actions that will lead to a successful life. Some of the most notable marks of spiritual maturity and a level of true success in life include some of the following. It includes the ability, an ability to love. An ability to love. Hallelujah. See, love is given. How do I know I have the ability to love? Love is giving. Love flows from having received love and value from God. So you first have to learn how to receive the love and the value of that love from God, then love will truly flow from you. Spiritually mature people are givers. Don't fool yourself. Spiritually mature people are givers. They're motivated to help others succeed, even more than they want to benefit themselves. They're motivated to help others succeed. Hallelujah. An ability to love. In Ephesians 2 and 8, it tells us that, I mean that you have been saved by grace through believing. You did not save yourselves. It was a gift from God. A gift from God. So if we receive the gift of love from God, then we can give the gift of love to others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another notable mark of spiritual maturity and a level of true success in life, it includes a joyful outlook on life. A joyful outlook on life. True joy is not rooted in material trappings money can buy. True joy. I mean a temporary joy, a temporary high. But true joy is not rooted in the material trappings that money can buy. Spiritually mature and successful people realize that often the things we think will make us happy don't. The person you thought would make you happy won't. True joy is rooted in an awareness of the greatness of God and the many blessings he showers on us on a daily basis. Joy flows from the inside out, and it's not based on external things, not based on external people, not based on external situations. Hallelujah. But the joy of the Lord that made David dance. Hallelujah. Regardless of the situation around you, true joy will give you a joyful outlook on life. Another sign of spiritual maturity is a peaceful spirit. Just to be able to have a peaceful spirit. So you have love and you're a giver through the love that God has given to you. You found a joyful outlook on life, regardless of what the things or people or situations around you look like. You found a way to still carry joy, be joyful in life. I often say, regardless of what's going on, no one can take your joy, but you can give it to them. So when you find yourself in the midst of toils and turmoils that you still can't find a way to praise God or break away from that and just find some joy in God's love, remember, it's something you have gave. You gave in the wrong order. You gave instead of love, you gave away your joy. A joyful outlook in life. If you don't have joy in your life, you don't have peace in your spirit. A peaceful spirit. Hallelujah. How can you have a right relationship with God? Developing a peaceful spirit, striving for outward success, can keep us from restless, always on the hunt for something to satisfy our anxiety, to satisfy our fears, or to unsatisfied yearnings of the heart. Genuine peace is a feeling of wholeness. It's a feeling of calm that stems from knowing one is in the right relationship with God. Spiritual mature people have a genuine peace that stays with them even when the world outside is falling apart. A genuine peace. A peace that makes the world look at you and say, "Why aren't you falling apart? If I was, she's better than me. If I was her in her situation, ooh, I would have given up. I would have did this. I would have done that. But the peace that comes from God, hallelujah, spiritual mature people now have a genuine peace. And it's just not something that comes by every now and then, but it stays with you. Even when the world is falling apart, even when that marriage is falling apart, even when that child is disobeying, even when that job is not looking the way that it should, even when the world around you is falling apart, it stays with you. A genuine peace. Hallelujah. A peace beyond all understanding. A genuine peace. Hallelujah. Spiritually mature people. Living God's way. Because Jesus has done the justification for our tickets into heaven. The one thing that he requires is that we believe that he will uphold his end of the bargain. And how do we show that we believe that he will uphold his end of the bargain for our justification, for our ticket into heaven? It's living God's way. By having a right relationship with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Patience. Spiritual mature people realize that true success in anything is very rarely gained overnight. Get quick schemes. How many of our people now are caught up into the fast life because they want it now? They look at other people and they want it now. They want to hit the lottery now because they think it'll get them where they need to be now. Hallelujah. They want to get married now, regardless if this is a man or woman for them. They want it now. Hallelujah. Get quick schemes. They want it overnight. But spiritually, mature people realize that true success in anything is very rarely gained overnight. Success comes from being able to persevere and, when necessary, wait for the desired result. Spiritually mature people have learned that long-lasting fixes and cures take time. You look at long-lasting marriages. It takes time. You say, how do people be married 25 years and then they divorce? It's still time that needs to be going. It takes time. In the 25 years, they're better than they were in the first or second year. But it's still so much more there. It takes time. It acquires time. When you see the 60-year-old marriages and they truly are one, connected as one, it's because the time they put into it. It's the time they put into it. Spiritual mature people, again, they've learned that long-lasting fixes and long-lasting cures take time. Slow-cooked meals are generally far better than fast ones. Slowly cooked. Rewarding relationships require a patience, and it takes time to build. Often, success is sweeter and more sustainable when it comes slowly. When it comes slowly. Hallelujah. When you see somebody acquire maybe their first car and it's a junker and they fix it up and they take their time and they, to this day, they maybe can add a coat of paint and maybe next year they can do something else different to it. And then after they got that fixed up, and then they go on, they acquire a better car. And by the time they get to their Bentley, success is more sweeter. They can appreciate it. It's not just the name Bentley, but it's where they came and the road they had to take to get from the hoopty to the Bentley. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's more sweeter, more sustainable. They're more liable to keep it. They're more liable to keep a job when they moved up and worked hard through the ranks than just been given the opportunity. Hallelujah. Patience. Patience. Hallelujah. You say, Evangelist Vaughn, patience. But around the world today, look at all the things that is going on today. You say it's so hard to find patience. It's so hard to be patient. Hallelujah, but patient. We need our patience. Hallelujah. We remind everyone that the call-in number is 646-652-4916. You're with the Tri-Anointed Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Vaughn Dumas. Again, 646-652-4916. And we remind you that you can always leave a message, rate the show. You can reach us also at welcomemegod@aol.com. Hallelujah. So now that we look back on some of the things here of trying to live a life, a true living life, not just perpetrating, but a true life of a relationship with God, God's way, because of the justification that Jesus Christ himself has given to us. Hallelujah. He's already did everything for us. He took the test for us. He's already filled out our paperwork. We are heaven ready. Our ticket into heaven is there for us. All that he asked us to do, he requires, is that we believe that he will uphold his end of the bargain. That he will uphold his end of the bargain. Do you believe that? Do you believe in the midst of your turmoil, your stress right now, that God will uphold his end of the bargain? Hallelujah. God's way. As we do our personal applications, and it's just simply where we stop and we just do a self-examination of ourselves daily. I prefer to stand in front of my mirror to do mine. And I like to look and examine myself. Examine how did I deal with this situation today. After I come out of the Word and I'm really trying to apply this to my life, I just like to line it up and see, where am I at? Am I following it God's way? Am I showing God that I do believe that Jesus can uphold his bargain? Hallelujah. In my self-examinations, I like to just be real with myself, because there's no need of me standing before me and lying to me about me. Hallelujah. So in your personal application, for today I invite you to ask yourself, are you still trying to earn your way into heaven? Are you still trying to earn your way into heaven? Do you think that it's something that you're saying, something that you're just doing? Are you still trying to earn your way into heaven? And secondly, just be clean with yourself. Have you acknowledged that only Christ can make you worthy of heaven? Only Jesus Christ can make you worthy of heaven. Only Jesus Christ. You said, but it's Buddha who's I've always got my answers from. The Buddha's dead. It's Muhammad. Muhammad's dead. Whoever and whatever it is, the sun god. God is the creator of the sun. The sun takes its instructions from God. So have you acknowledged that only Jesus Christ can make you worthy of heaven? There is no other way to God but through his son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, Ephesians 2 and 8. Since I mean that you have been saved by grace through believing, you did not save yourself, but it was what? A gift from God. It was a gift from God. Hallelujah. So now as we go back through, We have God's way. And we're just notating some things, just checkmarking some things. But some of the most notable marks of spiritual maturity and a level of true success in life include an ability to love. Secondly, a joyful outlook on life. Then we have a peaceful spirit. You should be able to, someone you should be able to look out and see a child of God just by the maturity. You can see how mature they are with their relationship just by the signs here. An ability to love. Love is giving. A joyful outlook on life. A peaceful spirit in the midst of what's going on, maybe falling down around you. Patience. An attitude of kindness and a humble stance. True success carries an attitude of humility, courtesy, and respect for others. A spiritual mature person allows others to express their opinions and make their own choices, while still being strong enough to express and make best decisions for their own good. Now you can still be, you got to be strong enough to still, hallelujah, express and make the best decisions for your own good while allowing others to express their opinions and make their own choices. Before God, the successful person meekly carries the attitude, not my will, but your will be done. Oh, let's say it again. Before God, as we come before our Father, the successful person meekly carries the attitude, not my will, but your will be done. It's an attitude of kindness and a humble stance. Hallelujah. How many times as parents we have to listen and watch our children, our loved ones, make difficult decisions that you know is leading them not in the correct direction. But in their mind, they want to make these mistakes. They get a joy on making mistakes. They want to make mistakes. They would rather to make the mistake and fall than to listen to the word that would lead them in the right direction. I hear you. I hear from parents every day. And I know that's hard. I know that's hard to see your loved one walking towards the pit of hell, some running towards the pit of hell, just for the enjoyment that they're feeling right now that's temporarily. And you're calling their name, and you're still praying for them, but they would rather continue in the wrong direction because it's a temporary fix. It's a temporary high that comes around with doing wrong, with sinning, than to come and get eternal joy. Once they finally get turned around and they say, wow, this was triple anything I could ever feel when I was sinning. This is what I was looking for, but for some reason I got caught up and got confused that it was in the wrong direction. I encourage you, mother and father, don't you stop praying. Don't stop praying. Keep your attitude of kindness. Don't let it stress you out. You got to be strong enough and mature enough in God to express and make the best decisions for your own good while you're still continuing to let that person express their opinions and make their own choices. Stay in prayer. Go before God with the attitude of not my will, but your will be done. Oh, and I just stopped for a minute because I know that that's a hard one there. I know that's a hard one. It's hard. It's devastating. If you start crying, you wouldn't stop. That's why you have to carry it to Christ. Keep praying. Because as much as you love your loved ones and kids, God loves them more. God loves them more. Hallelujah. I often say, instead of wasting your time crying, instead of wasting your time deciding I'm going to hate the loved one, I'm going to block them out of my mind, I'm just going to forget that they ever existed. That's only easy for a little bit. You can't truly do that. Instead of doing that, you're wasting your time. What should you be doing? Praying. Continue to pray for them. Continue to live your life before them, a godly life. Continue to make godly decisions before them. Hallelujah. Because somebody prayed for me. Hallelujah. Somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. Prayed for me. So that's why I pray for others. In the midst of their sins, it's time for me to stand on foundation that I know is true and pray for them until they get to where they need to be. Hallelujah. And you're right. So many of us won't make it. Our time will be up and we didn't make it. But what did you do, parents? What did you do, church leaders? Worshippers, you continued to offer. You continued to pray. You were there. The opportunity was there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Attitude of kindness. A humble stance. A humble stance. You must have faith in God to even begin this. Faith in God. Hallelujah, faith in God. We see you, Brother Kevin. God bless you. You must have faith in God. The spiritually mature person leads a life of success by putting their trust solely in God. They realize that to trust oneself is folly, and to trust others without question is naive. But a spiritually mature person realizes that the sovereignty, the wisdom, the divine direction of God, and apply his holy word to their lives, not just every now and then, but on a daily basis. On a daily basis. We must trust and have faith in God on a daily basis. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We must have self-control. Self-control. The successful, spiritually mature person has developed willpower and restraint, seeking what is best for all involved. And in many ways and times, that is most beneficial and appropriate. I've had a married woman come, and she was just speaking from her heart, and she was just saying that things in the relationship had just got to a point that it was easier now to be at work than it was to be at home. But as she would be at work, the person that she found herself working closely with now seemed to understand the different things that she was going through. They end up doing business trips together, and this kind of turned into be like a best friend to her now. And she could see where this was going to lead her away from her family, but in a wrong direction. And she come for prayer because she said that she recognized that this is not going to be the best thing for everyone involved in her family, in her life, where it may make her feel temporarily good. But she trusts that God had a better plan for her family, and she knew within her heart he did not want her to be leaning out, stretching out to others, because the trouble it could get her into. To just trust others without question, it's naive. Hallelujah. So because it was not good for the whole family, it would have affected her kids. Her spouse would have been devastated. She got herself in so far that she eventually had to even move department just to get away from that situation, because once she opened up a little bit and she allowed the enemy to come in there, it was difficult. It was not an easy time for her to just back off and say no. The other party was already investing into her mentally, physically. And she had to step back and say, Evangelist, this is destruction. I know that this is destruction. I need prayer to get self-control. Hallelujah. Again, because the successful, spiritually mature person, you must learn to develop willpower and restraint and be able to seek what is best for all persons involved. Hallelujah. What's beneficial for all the family there. When we seek to develop these godly characteristics, we are well on our way to creating a life of a successful life with God, building a stronger relationship with God. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Building a stronger relationship with God. Hallelujah. How many times in our life do we ask our friends, we ask everybody else before we seek God? Before we seek God, the one and only true God. I bet you if we just had the opportunity now just to open up and just hear from different testimonies of what has happened in your life, how many would be able to tell the stories of how the things that they did, they never brought it to the relationship of God. They never tried to seek him first. They never came to him with it, whatever the concerns are. Well, he tells us that we can bring all of our requests to him. So even when our body is feeling weak and we're feeling vulnerable to adultery, we're feeling vulnerable to doing whatever sin it is at the time, he said we can talk to him about that too. We can bring those requests to him. Hallelujah. Because remember, Jesus only requested one thing from us. He requires that we believe that he will uphold his end of the bargain. That we will want to be in a right relationship with God. Hallelujah. So you say, well, I know I'm saved, though. Your salvation is secure then. But it's other things in living God's way that you must do. Jesus has done it. Your justification is there. You have a right to the tree of life. You have a right to your ticket into heaven. But what are you doing? Everything that you do, every moment that you live, it is because of him. It is the grace and the mercy of God. He gives us the power of choice. So we should choose things that's going to lead us into closer relationship with God. Hallelujah. And when we don't, we need to repent of our sins to become closer. Hallelujah. Again, the call-in number is 646-652-4916. 646-652-4916. Hallelujah. We had the earlier caller on the other show was actually telling us about just sharing with us some of the different things of how the more closer that you try to be, the more that he came from out of the world of sin and tried to get into the word, how the enemy really attacked. And he said he was not prepared for that. No one had told him that. All he had ever heard was, you know, you need to give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. That if you give your life to Christ, everything would then work its way out. He had never heard about the battle that he was going to have to do. He never was taught how to walk in his authority. So, you know, when it came up on him, it was really something for him. It was really hard. And we'd assured in his testimony, and as we began to talk to him and about how to walk in his authority, you know, then the manifestation of some of the things that he had been believing for years in the past started to now come and appear. They became real. It was a reality. He learned that he didn't have to just put up with the devil's oppression any longer. He had to learn that God had empowered him with the anointing to remove burdens, to destroy yokes, and to become an overcomer. Not saying that you're not going to go through it. You are going through things. That's life. But you have to know that you have the authority living God's way when you have a deeper relationship with God to become an overcomer. You start to come over some of these things. Hallelujah. See, the devil is a burden that can easily be driven away by exercising your God-given authority. Your God-given authority. God has given you his word. God has given you his spirit as a defense against the devil's schemes. You've been clothed in the armor of God. Ephesians 6 and 11 tells us, so it says that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. So you have everything needed to defeat the devil whenever he shows up at your door. But you got to be in a right relationship with God to know these things. You got to be in a right relationship with God to really believe that you can become an overcomer. That Jesus, what he promised you, what his blood shed promised and covers you, it does give you a right to the tree of life. It does bring you back into connection, relationship with God, with a covenant with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the enemy, he will continue to show up. He will keep showing up because you possess something that he desperately wants. He wants your God-given authority. He wants your God-given authority to rule and reign in the earth. Hallelujah. Let's just go back quickly, real quickly. Genesis 1, 26. In Amplified, it tells us that when God created Adam, he gave dominion and authority over the earth. That's in your situation. However, when Adam rebelled against God, of course, he turned his authority to rule over to the devil. Satan then had control over everything except the throne of God, 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 tells us. And since Satan contaminated the ground with sin, God couldn't destroy Adam and make another man from the dust of the earth. Aren't you thankful that he had plans? He had a plan? So he came to earth as a man through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. He defeated Satan and took back our authority to rule. The book of Hebrews chapter 2 tells us, and we have been restored to our rightful place of authority. So we have the right for that relationship. We have the right to take back our ticket into heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus has all power and all authority in heaven and earth. Since we're raised with him, then we have all power and authority as well. Ephesians 2 tells us. Matthew tells us that Jesus has all power and authority in heaven and earth. Then in Ephesians it says, well, since we are raised with him, then we have all power and authority as well. Therefore, do not neglect to rule, your right to rule and reign in the earth. Every time the enemy tries to attack you, consider it an opportunity to what? Exercise your power over him. You have the authority to declare what is lawful and unlawful in the earth, and to permit or to forbid things on the earth, even death. Matthew 16, 18, and 19. Hallelujah. I challenge you to begin making decisions in Jesus' name, letting him know that I believe that what you did, I believe that what you said, that you keep your end of it. You will keep your bargain. You will do just what you said. Making decisions in Jesus' name. John 14, 13, and 14 says that whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Remember the word ask means demand. What you demand in Jesus' name from the word, he promises he will do it. Understand that when you make a demand, you aren't demanding that God do things. Instead, you're demanding that the devil submit to the word, to loose his hand and to stop his operations against you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have a say in this. Yeah, you've been saved. But you have your ticket now to heaven. Jesus has came and he's died on the cross. He's justified that for you. Now, why do you have a reason. The justification shows you have a reason to live a good life, not to be beat and battered by the enemy. Some people think just because you're a Christian that you automatically are supposed to just take anything from the devil. I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just depending. I know that God of heaven, that he's prepared for me a place that I'm going to be with him one day. He's with you right now, too. And he has given you the authority to have the relationship with him right now, right here on earth, that you can break loose some things. Hallelujah. You got to be spiritual. You got to be spiritually mature. You got to start to grow up. You got to start to see things differently. You got to start being the man of your household. Regardless of what women's lib or anything says, you got to stay within the realm of the word. You got to follow behind Jesus' word. You got to let him pull you and show you what is right for you. Hallelujah. Faith is involved in exercising your spiritual authority. You got to base your faith on what your word says. The word of God, not on your circumstances. When circumstances do not change immediately, some people become discouraged. They begin to speak doubt. They begin to speak unbelief because it doesn't change immediately. This only gives the devil dominion over your words, which ultimately it defeats you. So don't hand over your authority to Satan through your words. Instead, break the power of the devil by walking in your authority. Walking in your authority, living in that authority. Hallelujah. Living in that authority. The way you live, someone's watching your life right now. They're watching the way that you live. They're watching the decisions you make. They're watching how you carry out from the church life to your home life to your work life. Someone's watching you. They're watching the words that come out of your mouth. They're watching to see, are those the words that you're sowing into the ground? What are you getting from it? In front of me, are you saying one thing? in front of your coworkers, are you living a totally different life? What relationship do you have with God? Are you ashamed to tell your coworkers that you are a Christian? That you have a relationship with God? Hallelujah. For a more in-depth study, I ask that you read Hebrews 11. And remember, just to get it in your spirit, to store the verses in your heart, you need to have a hidden place. So when the devil comes at you and attacks you from the right and from the left, that you're able to actually pull out, pull on the word, tug on the word, speak the word over that situation. Where did the word come from? You have to already have the word. Just be real with yourself. When you're in the midst of that situation, it's hard to find the word that you need for that moment. Sometimes it's hard to even pray. All you need to do is sob, or you have too many people around you that's trying to get involved in it. That's why even in good times, you need to go ahead and prepare yourself and taste and see that the word is good. Hallelujah. Taste and see that the word is good. I need you to ponder the achievements of God. If we could all just ponder the achievement of God. He doesn't condone our sins, nor does he compromise his standards. Why are you? Why are you condoning someone else's sins? I'm not saying judge the brother or the sister. Why are you compromising your standards? Because you say, well, that's the way this is. You know when you married that woman, you knew that she was not of God then. You knew when you married her what the situation was. But you promised that it was the life that you lived before her was going to get her from being a fresh new babe of Christ. Hallelujah. And that you were going to live a life before her. However, as you go into the marriage now, years on, you look more like her than she do like you. The kids look more like her than they do like you. But you said you're the man of God. You're the one that's supposed to be leading this family. So you're compromising your standards. Because you don't believe that the blood of Jesus is strong enough. That if you stand on his word, it'll bring her and change her mindset. That it would lead her heart towards the Lord. I tell people all the time, you have to remember. No, you can't run and rave and jump in their face and talk about, you know, the wrath of God. You're going to hell, you're going to hell. But the goodness of God leads a man to Christ. The goodness of God leads a man to Christ. Not the wrath. Not the wrath of God. Hallelujah. I mean, it's true. If they're not living their lives right, yeah, they are going to hell. But it's God's love that leadeth a man to Christ. It's not you turning from God's way. Listen, going to get the family eventually to where they need to be in Christ. So you must stop compromising your standards. Women, I don't care if you're, the situation is that your husband walked out on you with the kids. I'm sorry, you just got to do what you got to do. You still got to live the life of God before them. You may find yourself, when the kids has been put down, that you have to go and cry. Ask God to continue to build strength in me. But you have to find a way. You have to reach out to your pastor, to your leaders, to the blog talk radio. You have to reach out. God has someone there for you. You can't give up. You can't bend down. You can't bow down to the evil things of the world. That's just not a choice. It's just not a choice to have a right relationship with God. Hallelujah. We should be waving our ticket to heaven by the life that we live. By the life that we live. Hallelujah. God doesn't ignore our rebellion, nor does he relax his demands. Rather than dismiss our sin, he assumes our sins and incredibly sentences himself. God's holiness is honored. Our sin is punished, and we are redeemed. God is still God. The wages is still death, and we are made perfect through him. So I don't care what you do, how it is that, and who tells you that it's okay to let's participate in this sin, it still leads to another sin, and it still leads to another sin. And before you know it, you're so surrounded that it doesn't even make sense to you anymore to go to church. You don't even think about Wednesday night Bible class anymore. It doesn't even make sense to you to try to find someone godly to sit around if you're going to spend your Friday watching the game or the Monday night football or whatever it is. It doesn't even make sense to you now to try to see who is it that I can go and enjoy the game without drinking, without the drunkenness, without the other sinful things that will be partaken, without the fraternizing, without the different males or females, without, you know that you're a married woman, but you're standing up in there and you know this man adores you. You know he likes you. You don't even try to not take yourself in to so you're going to be seen. But now you're into it so deep now that you purposely wear the outfit so that he can lust over you. And Father, you're now, she don't even have to invite the people over. Now you're calling them over inviting. You're running out to buy the beer. You're running out to buy anything it is that's bringing it into the home for the game night. She don't have to argue with you about going to church anymore on Sundays because you don't even ask. You don't even try to get up and attempt to go. You don't even ask her to go. You don't even think about going. The children don't even know anything about God because you never say the word God. You never say the word Jesus. But you tell everybody out that you're a Christian, that you're living a Christian life, and then you can't understand when things start to go wrong because you're compromising your standards. You're compromising your standards. Because you truly don't believe that the word of God is strong enough to heal your family, to bring you into the fold and relationship with God. But remember, we have instant admission into heaven. It's a reality of all of us who accept Jesus Christ. Heaven doesn't require test or class. It's nothing we can do to make us good enough for God or for heaven. Jesus does it all. He took the test for us. He's already filled out the paperwork. The one thing he requires is that we believe that he'll uphold his end of the bargain. Do you believe that he will uphold his end of the bargain? And for the last time tonight, Ephesians 2 and 8. I mean that you have been saved by grace through believing you did not save yourself, but it was a gift from God. It was a gift from God. So again, in your self-examination, just be real with yourself and ask yourself, are you still trying to earn your way into heaven? Be real with yourself. And ask yourself, have you acknowledged that only Christ can make you worthy of heaven? Only Christ can make you worthy of heaven. And then for our more in-depth study, it is in Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word, your powerful word. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. I thank you, Jesus, that the relationship is offered to each and every one of us to become closer to you. I thank you, Jesus, right now that somebody's making that choice. Somebody's making the choice, dear Father, to not condone sin and not to break the standards. But they're going to take hold and they're going to lead their family into a relationship with you. That they're truly going to believe that whatever it needs to get them there, that your word is going to lead them in that right direction. That your word will be that lamp and it will be that light to their pathway to righteousness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power, for your word. We ask you to bless each and every person here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to continue on. Tomorrow we will be in day 22 for the Christian Fellowship. Christian Fellowship, awesome. Why do we need Christian Fellowship? Have you ever wondered how to develop friendships with other Christians? Have you ever wondered about the importance of even having Christian friendship? Christian friendship. Hallelujah. And then just to show on day 23, we will be doing our spiritual gifts. Have you ever wondered what spiritual gifts and God has given you? How you can use the spiritual gifts. Day 24 is our good steward, what stewardship is, what God expects you to do with your possessions. And then day 25 is accountable to God. Once you're saved, then you're accountable to God for your actions, what God requires of you. Hallelujah. Day 26 will be the believe and be baptized. Believe and be baptized. What is baptism? If you must be baptized in order to be a Christian. Hallelujah. Day 27 is 3-in-1. It's about the Trinity. How to relate to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Day 28 is finding comfort in the dark. Why Christians suffer. Where to turn for comfort in tough times. Day 29 is spreading the good news. How to share the good news of salvation. With whom you can share your faith. And then day 30 will be the closing of our 30-day New Believers Bible study with a leader who serves. Have you ever wondered what it really means to be a servant? How to serve as Jesus did. Hallelujah. How to serve as Jesus did. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have started something on the Tri-Anointed Ministries. It's just to bring you more aware of just learning the Bible, because we're trying to learn the Word. If we can learn the Word, we can get the Word inside of us. We can hide the Word in our hearts, and we can use the Word by the authority given to us by Jesus in our times of need. So we are just doing trivia. We will start on our next show doing a trivia question at the beginning of the show. And we'll also do a trivia question at the end of the show. But tonight we're just going to go ahead and give out two trivias. And the trivias, you're able to answer these either by in the chat room. You can put in the answer there in the chat room. Are you more than welcome at any time to call in with the answers? And these are trivias for learning, trivias for fun. All right. So let's just go on and get our trivias for today. And we will give the answers to these on our next show. We will be given the answers to the questions that was asked for today. Okay? The first one is going to be about the naked truth. The naked truth. And it says, what prophet walked around naked for 3 years? What prophet walked around naked for 3 years? Hallelujah. And then our second question is, when Jesus healed a paralyzed man, what did the man pick up and carry home? When Jesus healed a paralyzed man, what did the man pick up and carry home? Well, those are our trivia questions for today. Those are our trivia questions for today. Hallelujah. On tomorrow, we will give the answers to those. What prophet walked around naked for 3 years? When Jesus healed a paralyzed man, what did the man pick up and carry home? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But we never want to leave a broadcast without inviting you to get to know Jesus. Get to know Jesus. That's the first step. You've got to accept, believe, and confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, during Jesus' time on earth, he was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, follow me. He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness. He said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. He says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24. Deny yourself. Deny yourself that drink. Deny yourself that adulterous relationship. And it becomes a cross. It's a heavy burden for you. You really want it. Your flesh wants it. Deny yourself and take up that cross and follow him. Matthew 16:24. Perhaps today you feel that Christ himself is speaking just to you. Imagine if he was in this room given this invitation. What would you do? Well, he really is in the room. He really is inviting you to become his child, to become his follower, his disciple. I'm going to ask you to stop whatever it is you're doing and just come now. Come willingly. Come courageously. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks. This is your time with Christ. He's coming. He's calling you as an individual, calling you as a couple, calling you as a family. He died for you and rose again. His blood washes away our sins. And he can give you new life only if you come. Come to Christ now, while there's still time, while you still can. Only a step to Jesus? Oh, why not come and say, gladly to thee, my Savior, I give myself away. Just repeat these words. Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I repent of my sins, and I accept you as God of all gods. I believe that you gave your only begotten Son, that he died on the cross, that he was buried and resurrected for my sin, for my justification, that I may be with you once again. And I confess with my heart that I will live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just said these words, if you just prayed that prayer, if you just spoke to your Heavenly Father, then congratulations, you're a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. All things are brand new. Your slate is wiped clean before the Lord. You get to start over. You get a brand new beginning in the Lord. Let me help you on your walk with Christ. Don't get confused and think that just your salvation is only it. Your salvation is now secure in heaven. But you need to now learn to live and walk the walk with Christ. You can reach me, walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can call me at 210-264-5287. You can always leave a message for me here at the Blog Talk Radio. Also, just to invite you for the Empower Network for 24 hours prayer. You can always find someone to pray with, to pray for. You just can't sleep and you're just tossing and turning and you just want to be somewhere around prayer. There is an international prayer line. It's the Empower Network. It's 218-339-4300. It will ask you for an access code. That code is 360-777-POUND. 360-777-POUND. Until the next broadcast, again, you've been live on Tri-Anointed Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, here on Blog Talk Radio. And we said, God bless you and God keep you. And let's just do the I still say thank you. Hallelujah. One more time, I still say thank you. We love you. God bless you. Good night. God bless you, Brother Kevin. God bless you.
To Islam.
Here we go.
I've had sickness and I've had pain. Oh, and my heart has been broken. And yes, my life has been strained, but I tell you, in spite of everything I've been through, oh, I still gotta say thank you. Oh, I've been up, and God knows there've been times when I've been down. Oh. Completely around. Oh, but I want to tell you, in spite of everything that I've been through, oh, I made up my mind. I say, Lord, thank you. I thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Jesus. For the rest of my life, I'll say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. You have a great night. Love you.